makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5, rock and roll, touchdown, Texans!
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Finley with Texans Today. And today, we're coming to you from New Orleans, where the Texans are practicing against the Saints. We'll hear from Coach Gary Kubiak and Mario Williams about how those practices are going.
Fight 72. Fight 72.
The defense looked great, with Antoine Molden getting a pick and Mario Williams blowing past Jamal Brown. Williams thinks this is just the beginning of a record-breaking season.
Yeah, like I was saying before, really what I did before wasn't good enough, and I see it like that, and I want the teammates to see it the same way, so we all push each other.
On offense, the Texans didn't look as good as Coach Gary Kubiak would have liked. They continue to struggle in the red zone, where they were 1-4 against Denver last week.
Down here, I don't know what happened on the defensive side. Like I said, I can't see over there. I don't know on the offensive side. The first group went down and scored. Second group went right down and we threw a pick in the end zone. So got to find a way to make that play. Red zone, I've been disappointed in how we performed last week in the red zone. I'm disappointed in how we practiced in the red zone today. We get another period tomorrow. It's something we're going to have to do a better job with.
Kubiak does think these joint practices will help both teams.
Well, I just think you see different stuff. You know, on offense, we've seen some coverages today that we haven't been working against. Our guys don't run some of the coverages they run. Same thing defensively. They're seeing an offense that's a little different than ours, you know. So there was some confusion on both of our parts this morning. We adjusted a little better this afternoon, but that's the good thing. Just seeing other things.
As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back on Thursday with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
All you Texans, get up.